My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right. So we are going to talk about what's old and marketing is new again, and what's new is old. And so what we mean by this, let's give you an example here. So direct mail seems like a fairly old marketing channel or old marketing strategy, right? But in today's day and age, it's you have to consider the industry that you're in as well. Direct mail actually makes a lot of sense, especially if you're doing something that is, let's say you're trying to target rich people locally, for example, or like rich people that are in their 60s, 70s, 80s or so, right? So that's what it is.
Yeah, and another example of this is, and actually, before I give an example, the main point that we're trying to convey across is what worked before may not work today, and what works today may not work again tomorrow. So I'll give you a great example of this. One of my old startups that didn't work out called Kissmetrics, we were able to increase our conversion rates from a visitor to sign up by over 90% from the baseline by, instead of making a user register, we would just have them click a button that says sign in with Google. All right. Google would then give us a username, and through the authentication, it would also give, or not username, it would give us an email address and basic information like their name, so that we were able to auto register and create an account for them. The rest of the funnel to using the application, installing it, etc., was roughly the same. So we literally saw a little bit more than a 90% increase. But over time, we noticed that those conversion rates started dropping, because Kissmetrics is a much older company. Nowadays, if someone asks you to sign in with Google, you may do it, you may not, but you have privacy concerns. Wait, what are they going to get access to? What's going to happen with all my data and information? And it's valid. And what we saw is that strategy, even though it worked really, really well years ago, today, if you force, from what we've tested, sign in with Google, and that being the only option, we've seen conversions tank quite a bit. Now, if you offer people the option to register putting their email and password, or sign in with Google, so you're giving them either option, we've seen conversions go back up. The point I'm trying to make is market conditions change. What works today may not work tomorrow, and what isn't working today may work again tomorrow, right? So you got to continually test and experiment. And a lot of these old school channels, like direct mail that Eric mentioned, a lot of people took it for granted because people were getting so much mail on a regular basis, and they were just like, ah, screw this, this is all junk. Now, what we've seen, if you're targeting very accurately, it can work extremely well. For example, if you're selling something that's consumer-based, direct mail, like if you create like a video card No joke, Eric and I have received cards that are videos and they play a few times and before the battery dies and you can watch a video. But if you're targeting really high-end consumers and you send them to people who live in, let's say, the building Central Park South in
New York,
in New York, you know, that's an expensive building. Or if you target someone in Beverly Hills, California, there's a good chance, you know, you're targeting people who are well off and they can do quite well.
Yep. Look, I think also consider this, right? So things ebb and flow and people forget about the past, right? So everyone's gotten away from direct mail and then it's like, oh, well, long live direct mail. Same thing with newsletters. Everyone's talking about this whole newsletter renaissance right now. It's like, oh, email marketing's amazing. It's like this new thing. But it's like, no, it's always been around. You look at companies like Agora who are doing I think they're doing multiple billions a year or so, at least a billion. And the thing is, like, it's just like, hey, you know, we've been doing newsletters here. We've been focusing on what works for us. And then you have a lot of people in tech now. They're like, yeah, starting a newsletter is great. You should sell ads on it. It's like, no, you should do the newsletter piece. Like what's old is new again, but don't sell ads on it. Instead, have a higher lifetime value customer in the back end. And then you can sell to them. And that's how you can make newsletters work. Right. So I think the caveat here is like what's old is new again, for sure. But think about how it can apply to your business and how you can maximize the lifetime value of a customer instead of just doing what everyone else is doing.
Yes. And don't take the status quo, what everyone's saying is working, and assuming that it is working. Just because it's working for them may not work for you, or it may not continually work for you if it is right now.
Yep. Now let's go to the what's new is old example. Like what example do you have for that one?
Yeah. So if you're talking about what's new, a lot of people were using ChatGPT to create content and they're like, oh, this is great. It's revolutionary. It'll save us so much time. Well, Eric and I have been doing a lot of tests with this. We found that we ended up doing an experiment where we had 1,000 articles created through ChatGPT. 186 of them had duplicate content, either sentences or paragraphs plagiarized. And now everyone is using ChatGPT to create content, but it's lacking the double EAT, experience, expertise, authority, and trust. So that content, what we're seeing, isn't ranking well on Google, isn't getting the traction because it's just regurgitated information and no one wants to read it. They want to read fresh, new information that offers a different perspective, gives them more knowledge, and gives them insights that they haven't seen before.
Yep. So that is it for today. Think about your industry first. Think about what's old that used to work and maybe 5, 10, maybe even 20 plus years ago, and think about how you can apply it now, right? And by the way, when you're looking to target, I think if you're looking to target like an affluent audience, people love receiving FedExes. People like receiving UPSs because it looks important, right? So just keep that part in mind. So that is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow. Oh, check out this video over here as well. So goodbye.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.